Lance Medow, Paul DeTino here with you on Giants.com. This is the latest two-minute drill, and Paul, things are about to get real busy. According to NFL rules, Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, free agency officially begins, meaning free agents can sign on the dotted line. However, Paul, 48 hours prior to that, teams can actually begin talking with potential free agents.
Yes, exactly, Lance. That rule was recently put into effect. In fact, it was last year that the NFL decided to do that because it just made things a lot easier for teams and agents and players to be able to hammer stuff out so that when it came time to the nitty-gritty and put pen to paper, they could do that without having to worry about any kind of deals that may or may not have been questioned as to whether or not the deadline was actually adhered to.
And you also need to be under the salary cap by 4 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. All right, Paul, let's get into potential Giants free agents that are set to hit the market. And the defensive line is probably the key position here for the Giants, considering six guys are set to hit the market, most notably Jason Pierre-Paul.
Well, you've got JPP and Robert Ayers, really, who are the two headliners at that position. And the Giants need to understand, A, what the marketplace is going to be for those guys, and then, B, what it is that they want to spend in terms of bringing those guys back. We all know about JPP. Last year, didn't play as well as he wanted to when he came back because of the hand situation, but hopes he can do better. Robert Ayers, career season for the Giants last year, and you know he's really itching to get back on the field.
9.5 sacks for Robert Ayers this past season. He spent the last 2 years with the Giants. Cullen Jenkins is another name we should throw out there. He's a proven veteran that has been with the Giants for the last 3 years. At cornerback, Paul, Prince Amukamara is set to become a free agent for the first time in his career. He was the team's first-round pick in 2011.
And you know, there's a positive and negative for him, too. The negative, really having trouble staying on the field for 16 games year after year. The positive, has really good cover skills. And on the free agent list, he's going to be one of the best cover corners available.
Tremaine McBride and Jayron Hosley, two other corners that will be free agents for the Giants. And at wide receiver, like Prince Amukamara, Paul, Reuben Randall, the second-round pick in 2012, he will have an opportunity to test
him. A guy who has always shown flashes but has never been able to put consistent production together. That's a positive and negative. No matter how you look at it, it's a mixed bag for Reuben.
Randall coming off a career year, had 8 touchdown receptions in 2015 and set career highs in receptions and receiving yards in 2014. So it's getting set to be a busy next few days as the start of free agency approaches on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Medow. This is the latest Giants.com 2-Minute Drill.